Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on RadioMD, iHeartRadio, or wherever you downloaded us from. This is 1033A. The A's are always the news of the week and what it means to you. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Roizen, and as usual, we are brought to you by Persona Nutrition. We hope to have a wonderfully interesting segment for you today, and we will. But remember, you can get vitamin packs personalized for you. Can you imagine that? Personalized. Our sponsor, Persona Nutrition, does it. I take my personalized supplements from them, and you can too. Take the free online assessment and get your recommendations at mypersona.com. Well, I'm going to have a swig of coffee now, which goes with one of our stories. That's right. We've shown in the past, the data has shown in the past, we've presented that coffee decreases breast cancer about 2% for each cup you have a day. So have 10 cups, it's about a 20% reduction. That's 8-ounce cups. Well, the same thing goes for prostate cancer in this study, but we'll come back to that. Strict low-carb diets could push type 2 diabetes into remission. Does that effect fade? We'll talk about that. Fit but fat is a myth when it comes to heart health, a study shows. Is that the right headline? Well, we'll get to that headline because it may not be an appropriate headline for what the data are. Marijuana abuse by children with or by youths with mood disorders is linked to increased suicide attempts, self-harm, and death, a study shows. Parkinson's disease, you can delay it with a certain diet and delay its progression. Adding unhealthy food, however, to a Mediterranean diet reduces its benefits. And how big a factor is fried food in heart disease and stroke? Those are the stories. And one more, hypertension during pregnancy. You should do everything you can to prevent cognitive decline because it increases cognitive decline. Let's go over those stories. So Fit But Fat, Stephen Blair, who was at the Cooper Center at the time, and was overweight but very fit, started the set of studies that showed that fitness helped abrogate the effect of fatness, but it never got back to being thin and fit. Well, that's what this study of 500,000 people in Spain shows, exactly the same thing, that fitness improves your risk or decreases your risk of heart disease and stroke a substantial amount. And fatness, on the other hand, increases it. Combine the two, well, it's better to be fit at any degree of fatness, but fit and thin is, in fact, that is normal weight, body mass index 20 to 25, has a 41% reduction in heart disease and stroke. So compared to the average, and even more when compared to fat and unfit. Let's go to the next study that I want to cover, which is the, and I think this is an important study, is that a community health program reduces infant mortality rates. This is a project out of Ohio State University, the Wexner Medical Center, and what they found was that when you concentrate on education, services, and support in the affected neighborhood, which is a program they call Moms-to-Be, it decreases preterm births by about 50%. That's a tremendous reduction, a tremendous benefit. And it takes two visits at least. That is, once they have two visits, then you really have a tremendous benefit of the Moms-to-Be program. The next story we want to talk about is one on hypertension during pregnancy. So when women get hypertensive during pregnancy, the long-term effect is that 15 years later, they have a degree, a 30% increase in dementia-like symptoms, that is in cognitive dysfunction. So hypertension during pregnancy is not without its long-term consequences. What does that mean? If you know someone who got hypertensive during pregnancy, teach them about all those things for cognitive dysfunction, such as managing stress, such as a better diet. We'll get to that in a few seconds. Such as physical activity and doing speed of processing brain games. Strict low carbohydrate diet in pre-diabetics and diabetics, push them over to not having type 2 diabetes. That is, they got rid of it by going on a low-carb diet. However, and we don't know whether it is because they stopped the low-carb diet or whether it just faded, but by 2 years, that benefit had totally faded. So try it, but monitor yourself closely and do other things such as physical activity as well as the low-carb diet to get the benefit in preventing type 2 diabetes. And avoid fried food. That's our next story. And the longevity is the next disruptor story of the week. It's also the Automega story of the week. You can guess why. Fried food, huge risk. This is 560,000 people were analyzed. 86,000 deaths over the 10 years. The people who ate the highest amount of fried food, independent of what was in the fried, so it was fried fish, fried chicken, it wasn't, you know, fried whatever it was, fat. They were eating this, but every dish increased their risk of heart disease, cardiovascular death, and heart failure, sizably. So if you had for each 4 ounce serving a week. So if you have one serving a day, say one French fries a day, or one fried chicken a day, that increases your risk about, if you will, 7 times 3%, 21% from just one a day. You have on average 25 a week, it's a 75% increased risk. So fried foods are high in salt, are high in saturated and trans fat, and are high generally in sugar. So what is it? So buffalo wing, fried wings, they're the worst. And I'm from Buffalo, as is our engineer, Caitlin. So don't have fried wings. Whatever you do, they actually are a combination of high fried fat, high trans fat, high salt, high sugar. All addictive, but all killers to your cardiovascular system. All increase inflammation, all increase dementia risk. But in cardiovascular risk, you have fried wings every day of the week. That's 7 times 3, 21% increase. Just from that, an increased mortality rate and stroke risk. And by the way, don't do it even occasionally. Really be good with the Mediterranean diet. This is a study that looked at adding unhealthy foods to the Mediterranean diet reduces the benefit. There is a Mediterranean diet which has, if you will, is healthy fat, omegas, canola oil, avocado oil, walnut oil, omega-9, olive oil, And then very little dairy, very little red meat, less than 4 ounces a week of that. Less, no egg yolks. If you do that, and no simple sugars, no added syrups, no simple carbs, you get a tremendous, a 60% reduction in cognitive deficit. But you start adding, what the hell, I'm going to add some white bread to it, or I'm going to add some of ice cream every other night or something, and you negate that whole benefit that you got. So leafy green vegetables, berries, olive oil, and fish, the better for your aging brains and body. Okay, let's go now to, if you will, the next story we want to talk about. And there's so many interesting stories, but sticking with that Mediterranean diet, not only do you decrease your risk of dementia from Alzheimer's disease, but you decrease the risk of Parkinson's disease by about the same amount, by about 60%. And what happens if you start it after you get it? You delay the progression significantly. I already talked about coffee. For each cup of coffee, you decrease your risk of prostate cancer or breast cancer. Or, well, you decrease those by about 2% for each cup of coffee, 8 ounce cup of coffee. For each cup of coffee, you decrease your risk of dementia by about 4% and decrease your risk of diabetes by about 3%, type 2 diabetes. So coffee is a good thing as long as you're a fast metabolizer. What does that mean? You have an 8 ounce cup of coffee over a 45-minute period, and you don't get gastric upset, a headache, anxiety, or abnormal heartbeats. One other story that was so interesting was they looked at people who developed breast cancer versus the general population, and found out that not only is there specific BRCA genes, but there are approximately 10 other genes that increase the risk, and about 2% of women are walking around with these other genes. So much, and these genes are much higher in that population. What do you do with it? If you get a gene test and find you have one of these, it probably means you watch yourself closely. It's not any place near as high a risk as the BRCA1 or 2 gene, which increase the risk more than fivefold, or eightfold even in BRCA1. These are a small increase, maybe a twofold increase, but it does help you patrol yourself and cause you to patrol yourself, that is, getting tests more commonly. One of the studies I have reread 3 times and still can't understand it fully is that children or youths, that is, teenagers, especially male teenagers, who have mood disorders such as depression or anxiety or bipolar disorder, any kind of mood disorder, they said. Those who then go and abuse marijuana on top of that have a substantial increase in suicide attempts, self-harm, and death. We don't have good enough data because we don't have how much it is, but it looks like it is 4 to 7 times greater. That is, the people who use marijuana before the age of 18 and have a mood disorder have a much higher risk of suicide, self-harm, and death because of the marijuana or associated with the marijuana, at least. So is this reason to not use marijuana? I think it's a reason for you to really caution the male children that you have, and especially that their brains aren't fully developed, don't start it till age 25 or later. That is, starting it earlier than age 25 looks like it has some real badness, especially for male children or male teenagers or male young adults. Those are the stories of the week. And remember, our longevity is the next disruptor story is, you probably know that, that is that fried food increases, every serving of fried food increases your risk of a heart attack or stroke by about 2% and of heart failure by about 3%. So a great increase. So you have 7 portions of fried fat, 20% fried food, 20% increase, even if it's fried chicken or fried fish. If you do it 20 times a week, many people will have 3 pieces of 3 servings of fried food a week. That'll increase it. If you have 3 a day, that'll increase it by about 70%. Thanks very much for listening. This has been You, the Owner's Manual podcast, number 1033A. By the way, wasn't 1032B our guest, Shaw Frati, who talked about hyperbaric oxygen, sensational? Hyperbaric oxygen from Shaw Frati. That was 1032B and 1031, wonderful guest talking about healing your thyroid naturally. By the way, when we sent out our emails telling that she was going to be on, we got a raft of questions for her. You'll want to hear that. 1031A, healing your thyroid naturally, hear her answers. Those are the answers of Emily Lipinski. We'll be back next week with another latest news of the week. Again, sponsored by Persona Nutrition. You can get vitamins and supplements personalized just to you. It's really quite amazing. It's a wonderful thing. Great questionnaire. Only takes 5 minutes or so to do. Yes, I'm on their scientific advisory board, so I'm prejudiced, but it is a great questionnaire. You can get those supplements that are personalized to you by going to mypersona.com. That's mypersona.com. Thanks very much for listening. Tell your friends about us. 50,000 of you a week who download us. Can't all be wrong. Thank you very much for doing it. This is, as I said, 1033A. So we appreciate you and appreciate your writing us and telling us how much you enjoy it. Thanks again. We'll be back next week. And thank you, Caitlin, for great engineering.